All right, quick review a little bit. John, we're John chapter 13 tonight. Chapter 12 ends the work of writing the apostles, so we are with that. 13, there's a little controversy about exactly. We normally look at supper trials, and he dies on Friday. There are a lot of the scholars, there's nothing recorded we know of, it happened on. A lot of them will back it up. Supper happens tonight on Thursday. You get Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. Night before the Passover, takes it the night before the Passover, the day when they're getting ready for the point of this controversy there. We generally look at prayer in the garden, betrayal during the night, the trials, Friday. So, okay, we got one point here. It says the devil's already entered into his heart to betray Jesus again tonight. So you got to hear about it anyway tonight about it. So who's greatest? The map, they thought. So Jesus washes their feet, the master, and we talked about washing servants, and the lowly servant. Right, the opposite to my lesson. What I've done for you, do that in service. Last time you do them, you know what I've done for you. You know, I've showed you this. Do you understand what I've showed you? What I want you to do? You need to use this. And so you should do is what I've done to you. Taking the form of servant was the master. He's the key. Was servant what it meant to be. So getting in tonight. Chapter 3 of Mark 14. So there's we've got a lesson that goes through a bunch of prophecy just last week tonight. This is one of them. Comes from Psalms 41, where it says, yes, my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who ate bread with me, has lifted up his prophecy. Psalm we're talking about. It's the one who eats with me, betray me. So all the cells and all of them start saying, not I. In our good old Southern English, we're like, is it me? You know, type thing. The NIV says, surely not I. They're all doubting, not me. So John, no, Peter, Mark, and John was the show with them laying down on the John and leaning back to whoever that gospel who dips with us. That again, it said now, Satan entered into had that in the last week. So Jesus tells him, what you're about to do, do quickly. Other apostles didn't know what's going on. I don't know yet. Judas had the money bag. Jesus telling him to go out and do something with the money. The poor, go buy more supplies for them or what? So Jesus has now told them about, he's told them over and over and way back about the fact he's going to die. Haven't gotten it. So how's he going to be the Messiah? How's he going to die? Hard time putting all that together to how it happened. You can imagine he's now seen Lazarus. So definitely curious about it. And now on top of that, I'm going to die. But now one of my innermost circle here, my 12 apostles, they deal with it. Peter wouldn't have it. Matthew 16. From that time, Jesus began to show the disciples must go to Jerusalem, suffer many from the elders and the priests and the scribes, be killed, be raised the third day. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Peter rebuking Jesus and saying, far be it from you, Lord. This shall not happen to you to die. And that reaction is there. Jesus told him, I'm telling you, it happened. You'll know that I am. I am. Understand I'm the Messiah. He's telling you ahead of time what's going to happen. You see it happen, you'll understand who I am. Johnny George was in my slides a good while back. This note. So Jesus told them beforehand, so when it happened, they would know he was the Son of God. Chapter 13, verse 18. I do not speak concerning all of you. I know whom I have chosen. He's bred with me. Now I tell you before it comes that when it does come to pass, you believe that I am. Now, hold that thought a little bit. 4 or 5 verses. Ezekiel chapter 6. This is God to Ezekiel the prophet. What's going to happen to them because of what they've done? I want you to listen how many times you're going to know I'm the Lord when this happens. Ezekiel 6. And they shall know that I'm the Lord. I have not said in vain that I would bring this calamity upon them. Thus saith the Lord God. Pound your fist, stomp your feet, and say, alas, all the evil abominations of the house of Israel fall by the sword, by famine, by pestilence. He who is far off shall die by pestilence, he who is near shall fall by the sword. He who remains besieged shall die in famine. Thus have I been my fear. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Slain are among their idols all around the altar, on every high hill, on the mountaintops, on every tree, under every thick oak, whatever they offered to all their idols, shall stretch out, make the land desolate, more desolate than the wilderness, toward Dabal, and all their dwelling places. Then so God was telling them, this is what's going to happen to Jerusalem, and you're going to know that I'm the Lord when it happens. Same type of thing in here. That is ahead of time to know what it does to build their, yes. Then he talks about the same thing he's already told the Jews, his leaders earlier about, that is, I'm going to go away, and you, because that can, where are you going? Well, he's in the grave, going to heaven. So another prophecy from Zechariah 37, where it says, awake sword against my shepherd, who's close to me, says Yahweh of the armies, strike the shepherd, he's scattered, I will turn my hand at the little one. So he's telling them, all of you are going to be scattered. I'm going to go where you know. Not going to happen. So he tells him, Simon, I prayed for you. Get past denying him. If this night, it's a night or third, they're having the supper for the deny me. So this is sometime going to leave, go out to the garden, go away, deny it's going to happen. For the rooster, he recovered from strengthening thoughts. All right, now he tells him, a new commandment. You seek me, you can't come. I've got a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. So I think, what do you know about that? I mean, we're all the way back to love your neighbors yourself. It was asked for the greatest commandments. The second was likened. So what's about, well, I believe it's the last part. As I have, why? What's this? Who die? You just got to keep this in mind as we go through. He's talking to 11. He's talking to some of the things. Tell them apply. Just we got to figure out what in this chapter would just apply to them. Like when you I've chosen. That's them. I got three classes in chapter 15. But love one to lay down his life. You to love each other enough to do what? To lay down your life. The middle part of chapter 15 is all about loving one another. You're going to get it several times in these chapters. And just love one another. W. Vine says it's not new in a relationship of time. It's new in relation to the quality and nature of the love. He laid down his life. I want to read some more passages. So here he's talking to the apostle. John writes again when he writes the same almost no doubt about this. He who loves his brother abideth in the light. No cause for stumbling. And he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness, does not know where he's going, because the darkness blinded his eyes. We know we've passed from death to life. We love the brethren. His brother abides in verse 7. We love, let us love one of God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Does not love, does not go to God, for God is love. And this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has his only begotten Son, lived through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but he loved us. And said, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to another. No one has seen God. And if we love one another, God abides in his love. Has been perfected. In verse 19, it says, I love God and hates his brother. He's a liar. His brother of God, his commandment, we hand over. John writes, so, new commandment for as I have loved you. So, verse 35 here, by this will all men know that you're what? By the fact you're laid down your life. You're that close. You love each that much. Laid down my life. You're a whole lot. Again, Peter says, never leave you here. If you talk to the kids, you can rash statement. I'll never leave you, Peter says. I pray for you that your faith should not fail. If you return to me, strengthen your brethren. And Lord, I'm ready to you both to prison and to death this day before. So within hours. Now, it wasn't this. So said all that. All those with him. Now, the very next thing he goes to. Think about what's. You're going to deny me. You're going to be scattered. You're going to leave me. I'm going to die. In the chapter 3. What's the first verse? No chapter 3. God, the chapter forsake me. Deny me. Okay. That's kind of the end of the section. With your mask up, the microphone, thoughts, and physically. Okay, would it be easier to say die for big for something? That's a little bit. If you don't do the other part. That's fine, ready. Okay, anybody know what this is? Memorial. I'm going to hand you to the boll weevil, Enterprise, Alabama. Memorial to the boll weevil. Now, why? Men ate up their cotton crops, get rid of it. So they all changed and started going out to Georgia. In the middle of the first made it. Saddam. How about this one? We're in Matthew 26, in Mark 4. They were eating this Passover. Gospel says he gave thanks. He gives it to them. This is my body. Given for you. Do this. The cup. My blood. The new cup. Yet the old one's going away. Takes all the Acts 15 maybe to do their heads. Not sure all of them got it. The old one's going away. And not much. All the pictures were given. They sat down and eat water. I mean, and y'all may have heard this point made from me in the past. Jesus told them with the cup. This is the blood which is shed for many. For. That's four there. It's the same four. I don't agree. Same four that in Acts 38. Same word. Now, how do lots of 38 forgive it? When I accept Christ, I prayed. The four in that baptized, four, then how does the four baptize? Yeah, right. But if you put because of down there, that's the whole point. Yeah. You can't take it because of up here, it's because of down here. Christ didn't die because sin. He didn't die because sin. Sin were because of animals. You got to plug this up. Actually, the problem with it back to man in the supper. All right. Without the shedding of blood, there is. All right. Thought question. How do we know that we are to eat? Do we get the idea that we do it? Well, I'll give you a couple of things. Matthew 28, when he gave the great commit disciples, let's say verse 20, them are all you. So he told the disciples and the apostles to do this. He told them to convert disciples of the things. Thought, you can use that. Paul in 1 Corinthians 11 said, I received from the Lord, verse 20, I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you. Jesus the same night took bread. Come down to verse 5, he says, this do is all. Don't even think of, why do we use the phrase gather around the table? We don't gather around our table now. It's moved out of the way. We don't gather around. The phrase comes to the table quite a bit. The back of the building. People away from the table. 1 Corinthians 10, the chapter before Paul writes, you cannot be partakers of the table of the Lord's table and the table of devils. There, the phrase table of the Lord has an impact. So Paul referenced. All right, one more thought question. You got the question. Can you read it? And he gave faith binding. The reason I'm asking is some of our discussions came up. It's made that challenge a blank time. So, give thanks to the bread. Why? It's Jesus' example of divine. We'll go back to a challenge with beyond. How many challenges your classes you got, if appropriate? That's my next question. You got your classes. They need to start under what we're doing and why. So how will you go about the Lord and what mom and dad you got? And by the way, this comes right from your lesson with the anonymous. It's a worksheet to talk to your students. And I mean, but that is always, and that's the way I was brought. That's what I've seen all my life. Versus, why did Jesus, and what did Paul talk about at first 11? He reminded us at 11 that bread and gave thanks. So I was trying to say, well, we just always have. Versus why we always, because what Paul talked about, we do it because routine type thing. Your boy, that just there. Generation, 2000 years. You pray on Friday, on Saturday night, be alert. If they don't learn anything else, but to make that, we gotta act like it. The big thing, the little ones to start, something special, the clock.